Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge, upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Moro Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
We're going to cause trouble. Scott Farrell is calling the shots from the sideline.
We're going to make fun of people. We're going to hurt people's feelings.
It's Farrell on the bench.
I believe in whipped cream with everything. It's Farrell on the bench in the biggest way possible. The bad seed, a broken data, bad apple with a bad attitude, hanging around a bunch of bad actors, bad taste, bad law, bad dude, bad breath, bad attention, bad vibes. We are live in the Farrell Appalachia, right across the river through the woods from where Granny loves when she has a little of that sweet taste in Indy before she goes to bed. And I'm not talking about the Indianapolis 500. I'm talking about some of that indica. You know she gets into that late night puffy puff puff in New York City, the Big Apple. Ooh. People dressed in plastic bags, the ready travel, some kind of fashion shake it up, should do be all my friend to come around, flat to flat to party up, rats on the west side, bed bugs uptown with a mess, tons of tatter, my brain splattered all over Manhattan, should be shaking. Ooh. All right, it's Farrell with Carver High tonight. What a show we've got lined up for you. Your boy, Harp, is back on the mahogany waxing up. John Harper, legend. And I can't even keep track anymore, Carver High. He just does SNY. Is that all he does now?
Yes, pretty much.
And then that's the Mets channel. And then, of course, go over to your boy Joe Lisi from Sports Grid. In-game live is on the bench tonight. First hour Harp, second hour Lisi. We should be rocking. I'm watching the end of the Dallas-Boston game. 5 seconds left. Dallas up 3. And the Celtics are at the line, 5.4 seconds left. I don't know if you saw this or not, Carver High, the bad beat tonight in No Sleep Till. Did you see it?
I did not see the bad beat. All I heard about the game in No Sleep Till is that Harden left with an injury.
Yeah, so Harden left with a hammy, tightness. So he left the game and never returned. And then at the end of the game, listen to this. They were down 18. The Nets were down 18. They come back. They take the lead. Then they push it to 15. They're up 120 to 105 with 9 seconds left. They run the clock out. They don't shoot because they're up 15. They just run the clock out. And then right when they ran the clock out, there were still 9 seconds left in the game. I'm sitting there watching the game with 34C. She was doing something else. She wasn't paying attention. But I stopped her dead in her tracks. I said, watch this. The worst team in the league is going to go down and hit a shot and cover the 14 and a hook. She's like, what does that mean? I go, they're down 15. If they make a basket, I'm going to lose the bet. Sure enough, they go down, and a guy pulls up from like 35 feet and hits the bomb. Bad beat. Game over. Houston covers the 14 and a half. They beat them, 120 to 108. So it was 14 and a hook today on Coast to Coast, right? So I was up 15. They go down, hit a bomb three for no reason whatsoever. The shot would have done nothing. All it did was cost everybody all their money. He makes it. Everyone loses their money. He misses. Everybody wins their money. And they don't win the game. Rockets still lose. The shot meant nothing, except it crucified everyone that bet on him, including me. We welcome our radio affiliate, SiriusXM 204, Mightier 1090 in San Diego, near Tijuana, do Tijuana, and Sports Map Radio Network, Sports Byline USA, Armed Forces Radio all over the world. Hoorah, soldier, hoorah. Toll-free is the number 844-843-6879. That's toll-free, 844-843-6879. I can't tell you how ticked off that made me. Just, and I knew it. I said it. I stopped everything I was doing. I was like, watch this. Automatic. The worst team in the league is going to go down and drain a shot and cover. Any shot at all covers. Two or a three. And then, sure enough, I don't know who it was, but he pulled up from the top of the key from literally 30 feet out and just stroked a rainbow teardrop. No rim, all net. A bomb from like 30 feet. For no reason, just like, game over. Listen, I'm just going to shoot it for the hell of it. And the guy chucked it up and it went in. And then I lost all my money. I was so mother Pharrellin' mad. I can't even tell you how mad I was. There's nothing I hate worse. Especially, I'm up. I'm down 18. I'm down 18 in the game. They work back. They take the lead. With about 9 minutes left in the game, it's a tie game. 8 minutes, 7 minutes left, it's like a tie game. Next thing you know, I'm like not paying attention. I look up and I see Joe Harris hit a you know, three. And it put him up 15. And then they let him shoot and no defense at all. They just let him walk up and chuck it, and the guy sinks it. That was almost as bad as me losing in the championship game in overtime. No time left on the clock in overtime. 4 seconds left, under the basket, inbound. Throw it to half court. Guy gets the ball. Throws it to another guy 5 feet in front of him at the scorer's table. Scorer's table, you understand? Half court. He's at the scorer's table, falling out of bounds. The guy throws it up like a baseball, and it goes in all net, and we lost the championship that way. Championship game, overtime, half court, heave, went in. Honestly, I wanted to jump off a bridge. All right, Pharrell on the bench with Carver High. So I just saw Drummond in his first game with the Lakers miss an alley-oop dunk. It went off his fingertips. Then he went to the other end and blocked a shot on DiVincenzo. And he's in. And already Bucks 3-0 on the Lakers. But the cameras are all focused on Drummond. He's breathing real heavy. He's soaking wet. And the game's literally been going on for under a minute. He's soaking wet. Because, I mean, obviously, he was probably lit when he got warmed up. He's just lit because he's so jacked. You know, he just wants to do well for the Lakers and his new teammates and Genie Bus. And he's a legit, no joke, five, grown man moves, a rebounding machine, like 13, 14 boards a game. And he blocks shots. He's a wide body. He's a monster. He's a double-double waiting to happen. He can do whatever he wants. And now I think they're more lethal than ever because they got a legit five, and they can move Davis to floating four, do whatever he wants on the baseline, and just wreak havoc on everyone because Davis is unstoppable at the four or the five. And he doesn't even like being a five, your boy Davis. He's a prima donna. And he's been out, right, forever. He'd been out so long, I forgot what his injury was. You know what I mean? Like, I can't keep track of his what was the injury? Do you remember, Carver High?
I actually don't. I don't remember.
I mean, it's just, it's been so long since he played that I can't even keep track of it.
Let's find out.
And then the same thing with Durant. You know, here's the thing with Durant that upsets me is that, and I'm sure I'm wrong, right? Because I'm not that intent on it, where I'm not just, you know, focused in and lasered in on it.
Yeah, but an Achilles injury.
Oh, an Achilles. Oh, that's right. He strained his Achilles. All right. So here's the deal. Have you seen Durant at the Nets games lately? Like, he, you know, just even at the game on the bench, like sitting there. Well, I know he's probably on his phone doing, you know, homophobic, misogynistic rants with, you know, crazy lunatic actor boy. The last thing I want is to give that guy attention. Right. That's all he craves. That guy's insane. Everybody knows who I'm talking about. Listen, it's weird because I did a movie with him. I was in Big Fan and he was in Big Fan. But, you know, obviously the guy's done a million roles on TV and movies. He's done a million. He's got 100 credits to his career acting. I don't think he's Benicio del Toro or anything. But he's definitely got, he's had a, you know, nice acting career. He's made a lot of money. I mean, you know, I'm right, right? Like
Benicio del Toro. Of all the guys to pull out. What a legend.
He is a legend. Did you know, I met him and I interviewed him. He's great. He's a big Blazer fan.
Really?
He likes the NBA. Yeah. He loves the NBA. Anyway, Durant is going at it with this, you know, clown that they, you know, it's weird. And I'm not getting into the whole, I'm not getting into his war with the guy from Barstool either. I don't want any part of any of it. You understand what I mean? Like, Carver, I want no part of that end of it. All right. So I'm just going to leave him out of this because I'm not going to sit here and buy into his, that's all he wants, right? He lives for this stuff. That's all he does. That's literally all he does now for a living is, you know, F with people and try to get attention. Right. So I'm not that much of a loser. Okay. You know, so I just don't seek these things in my life. I'm just not that guy. And everyone that knows me knows it. Like, you know, I know you know it. I know Mafia knows it. I think the people at Sports Grid are starting to get a clue to it that I'm not that guy. I'm not some prima donna thinks he's special. I'm just a normal, cool dude. Bottom line, simple as that. And all I know is there's nothing I hate more than attention hoes, right? Like they just can't get enough of themselves. They just have to be in the middle of everything and just constantly seeking it, you know, desperately seeking Susan, always looking for the Jimmy. Gotta get the attention. Gotta stay relevant. Gotta be on social media and all this other stupid stuff. But that's not the point of all this. I care less about that dork. I'm talking about Durant. I mean, if that's even remotely true, I said this today on. How about the Knicks? They just lost to the T-Wolves. Did I hit that bet or what? The 3.5. They lost to them. 102-101. That's a meltdown right there. You knew you couldn't bet on the Knicks in Minnesota against the worst team in the league. The Knicks, they can't get out of their own way. You got to win that game. You've got to win that game by one, not the other way around. But anyway, here's the point of it, is that the stuff that he said is so graphic and so homophobic and misogynistic and so awful. It's so heinous, the stuff that he tweeted or texted or Instagrammed or whatever. I can't keep track of it, right? Where it went. It was Instagram, I think. And I can't even believe, do they let that kind of language on their app? Is that what, do they let anything goes?
I mean, that's on there? It's a direct message. So, I mean, it's not there for everybody to see.
Oh, so no one saw it. It was just that
it was the actor.
Well, the actor posted it. The actor posted it. So, but when he posted it, where did he post it? Did he post it on Instagram for everyone to see it?
I believe so. Or one of these places.
Okay, well,
I don't know which one.
When you, I know, but honestly, when you read that stuff, when you read what he said, I mean, it was so graphic. It was so blatant. Were you not just shocked and appalled? I mean, honestly.
Yes.
I mean, honestly, when you read that, and I want to see if I could even.
I think that KW said it to you best today on the show on C2C when he said, it almost seemed like a kid was writing it. Like it almost seemed like it wasn't real because it just seemed to, like a 15-year-old kid was writing it out. That's how it seemed.
Okay. Anyway, it's so bad. Like I'm trying to look at it like from a perspective of like if I could ever, you know, just actually, you know what I mean? Like I can't read it on the air, right?
No.
Listen, some of it. You're a B for even caring how I do an interview. All you do is blank, blank other men for attention. Trump didn't pay attention to your sorry ass, so now you want to use everybody else to get views and laughs. Your life is a joke, you effing pale CS. Oh, my God. Go get some sun. It's effing with your brain, you piece of shack. You go do it, you clown. Good for you. Nobody gives a F. S a D. Can't wait to tell you all this in person. I mean, it just goes on and on. You called your lawyer like the P you are. You couldn't talk Portnoy. You couldn't take Portnoy talking ass. Shaq. Blah, 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 blah. You P-A wanna lawyer up. Your wife mad as F because you wasting a little bit of money on a lawyer because you can't take a joke. How much of a P are you? Your wife doesn't even respect your BS. All right, Pharrell on the bench. I have to say, Carver High, really quick, before we get the harp flowing, is that, I mean, honestly, the Vegas Golden Knights, like, how many effing jerseys do they have?
They've got too many jerseys, and they've got those dopey gold helmets now, too. They've got too many helmets and too many jerseys.
Who's advising them on their looks? Like they busted out the red jerseys tonight. You know what they look like? They look like the minor league team of the Flames. Like, I mean, what are they wearing red for? Are they there? I mean, they are just not a red jersey wearing team. Are they not gold and black?
Just wear the black and gold. Like, black and
gold. I mean,
gold.
Honestly,
that's it. Vegas done.
And the Notre Dame helmets are embarrassing. They're embarrassing. Yeah, they're red jerseys, they look like the Flames jerseys. They're so embarrassing. Like how many outfits can you wear? I mean, honestly, what is this, Vogue? I mean, honestly, just and what's the deal? Like they change their ice surface every week. There's a different logo on the ice every week at the center ice. Like, I mean, what is going on out there?
They needed to match whatever jersey they wear that night. So tonight they're wearing that alternate logo, so they put that on the ice instead of the
what is going on?
Helmet.
Like, I don't even know who they are. They got so many looks. I mean, what are they, Britney Spears? I can't keep track of all their looks. I mean, they're a great hockey team. Just play hockey and wear the jersey that you have. You know, why should a team have like five jerseys? I can't keep track of it all. The harp is flowing. Pour a cold one, Carver High. Here he comes. Legend. Listen to that flowing harp. Unbelievable. John Harper of SNY TV in New York is back on the bench in the biggest way possible. He only has two blazers, blue and blue. He wears them on TV. He doesn't wear red blazers and, you know, fancy hats and, you know, Harp just all business. He got no time for five different looks, right, Harp?
I can't afford it. What's up, Scotty? How you doing?
Hey, Harp. Hey, it's good to see Scotty, you back on the bench. I love you.
One question.
Yeah.
One question before we talk baseball. Are you appreciating the beauty of Gonzaga basketball? That's all I want to know.
Oh, my God. I've never seen anything like it. The pick and roll that they run and the way they score and the way they pass the ball and the way they shoot layups and dunks, backdoor cuts and reverse layups. I've never seen a team shoot easier shots in my life.
It's beautiful. On Twitter, I compared them to the Bradley DeBuscher, Frazier Knicks of the glory days, 69-70, 73.
Yeah, and that was a great team, too. I have to tell you, you know, Indiana in 76, you know, I'm an IU guy, and you know, Woodson just went back there, but that he was on that 76 team that went undefeated. They're the last team to do it, and I think that's all going to come to an end Saturday and Monday. There's, I just, you know, everybody thought USC was the best team that had a shot at them, and that's why that number was down to 9. But the reality is they kicked their ass, too.
Destroyed them. Yeah.
And the game was over 5 minutes into the game. It was over. So,
yeah, they were just playing with them the rest of the game. I know.
Do you think UCLA has
a shot. I give Baylor a shot. But I don't give UCLA a shot, but I give Baylor a shot because they can shoot it. They play defense, but I got Gonzaga going all the way.
You know, I think they've won 28 straight games by double digits.
Yeah, it's crazy. It's crazy. I saw them in December, scored 100 on Kansas. I said, wow, this team is something else, man. They are loaded. Yeah.
I've never seen, and you know what's funny? They're always talking about everybody else's defense. Everybody, you know, USC's got the 2 7-footers. They're the best defensive team that Gonzaga's going to face. And then, you know, it doesn't matter. Creighton, they're going to go. And here's the deal. It doesn't matter who they play. Gonzaga plays better defense than all of them. I mean, their defense. Yeah. I mean, how many steals did they have against USC? About 15? I mean, it was embarrassing.
Yeah. That kid Suggs, man. He's got great anticipation, you know. And they switch every screen. Because they got that kind of team that can do that. Switch every screen.
Isn't that kid from Minnesota or something? I think that that Paige Beckers. I think Paige Beckers from UConn and Suggs are both from Minnesota. They were like high school friends. And that girl's friends. The best bat. Have you seen her play? She's the best girls basketball player I think I've ever seen. Yeah.
I've been watching her all year with UConn, man. She is something else. She's got such great court vision, and I mean, she's got some Jason Kidd in her game too.
I mean, have you ever seen a girl pass like that? She passes like Jason Kidd and Magic Johnson. I've never seen anything. Her passes are so ridiculous. Like I force my daughter, she's like a little basketball phenom herself. My daughter scores 30 a game. She's a really good player, and I force her to watch the highlights of Beckers because my daughter is lazy and eats too much fried food and junk food and lays around eating ice cream and does nothing as this girl's out running wind sprints and shooting 30-footers. Anyway, I force her to watch her play because I've never seen a girl play like that. I mean, literally, you name it. Like, I think there's great pros like Sue Bird and all the rest of them. You know, I could go down the litany of women that have been really good players in at UConn or even in the WNBA. This girl, like that girl, Inescu for the Liberty, she's a great player. I think this girl's better than her.
Yeah.
I think this little 18-year-old girl's better than all of them.
Yeah, you just can't teach that kind of court vision and that ability to pass and anticipate. I mean, you know, there's so very few guys that can do it. And, earlier in the year I saw her throw a behind-the-back pass and went, wow, I don't think I've ever seen in the women's game somebody throwing a behind-the-back pass on the money, too. You know, she's got it, man. She's got it.
I mean, and she's like literally like a toothpick. If it was windy outside, she'd blow away. I mean, she's literally the skinniest thing ever. And she would be like Dorothy. Didn't Dorothy blow away or something, her dog, in the middle of Kansas? Something like that, Carver High? All right, so
something like that.
Let's talk baseball. I'm excited about baseball, as you are, I'm sure of it. And today the big question was, Carver High busted out the sheet of integrity today on all of his win totals for the season. But moving beyond that, he made a bet at 22-1, I think it was, maybe 20-1. He bet that your boy, Giancarlo Stanton, would win the home run crown this year. And then I thought to myself, yeah, you mean, oh, yeah, that guy, the guy that plays 10 games a year. He's going to win the home run crown with the 10 games he plays a year. He and Judge, they play about 20 games a year. I don't know. Do you think either one of them ever play, like, let's say, do you think either one of them play over 100 games?
I think Judge will. I don't have any faith in Stanton because Stanton's injuries are much more muscular and, leg-oriented, age type stuff and muscle pulls and all that. Some of Judge's stuff has been freakish, like the broken wrist, the rib problem. I think he's got a much better chance of staying healthy. I wouldn't take that bet on Stanton. Sorry, Mike.
What was it, Carver? High 20-1?
It was 20-1, and listen, I didn't go nuts with it. Very small play, quarter unit. I just figured maybe this guy will actually play 130 games, and who knows? If he does, if he plays 130, he could hit 45, 46 bombs, and that might be enough in the AL.
So let me ask you a question.
Is it the American League? The best to win the American League?
Harp, I think it has to be both combined. So you know what? Maybe he will be in trouble.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, he's in big trouble. So let me ask you a question about, I was thinking about their rotation just for, before we get into the, I want to do the Yankees, then we'll do the Mets, and then we'll do every other team in the next segment. I want to ask you about, and respectfully, I have 2 minutes right now. I want to ask you about their rotation because after Cole, you got Kluber, you got Jameson Shots of Tyone, and the former Pirate, and then you've got, Severino coming back, but that's not ready yet. So they got Domingo Herman, who all of his teammates hate him. And then I thought to myself, Jordan Montgomery. I thought to myself today, I went, Jesus, I'm doing a baseball special on TV tomorrow. One of the first questions I'm going to ask the guy is the one I'm going to ask you right now. How long before all five of them are on the IL?
Now, wait a minute. You know, as a Pirates fan, you know anybody the Pirates trade turns into gold. So, you know, I picked Tyon for AL Comeback Player of the Year because I could see him happening, just what happened with, what's his name in Tampa? The starter down there.
Yeah, Glasnow.
Yeah. But you're right. I mean, there's a lot of question marks. I don't think Kluber's getting through the year. But Tyon's only 29. Kluber's had all kinds of injuries. Tyon's just basically had the Tommy John. I think he's got a better chance of staying healthy. And then, you got to see about the rest of these guys. I think Cole will have a great year, but their depth is a problem unless some of these young guys pitch well for him, that kid Garcia. And Herman had a great spring, but you got to see him do it. Three of their guys in the rotation didn't pitch basically at all last year. So that could be a problem, no doubt.
Didn't they send Garcia down?
Yeah. But he'll be up there because they're gonna be careful with the innings to Kluber and Tyon because neither one of them pitched last year and probably Herman too. So they're gonna do a lot of finagling to keep those guys space their innings out over the year. But look, they're also you still got I still like them because they're gonna score a ton of runs too. Right.
I heard that, and we'll come back and talk about the Mets. But I heard about. Kluber, Carver High told me this, that he actually lives in an ICU unit at the hospital because he's injured so much. He just lives there. He has like a little, he doesn't have to use a ventilator or anything. He just has a room there. He's just constantly shacked up at the hospital with all of his injuries. All right, Pharrell on the bench with Carver High. Harp is flowing tonight. John Harper of SNY TV in New York is with us, our good friend. He's been on the show for over 57 years. It's unbelievable. I saw the Yankees warming up today in their practice or whatever in the boogie down, and they had the greatest thing ever. I've never seen them use that before, and I thought I knew everything about the Yankees. They had a big picture of Yogi Berra, like, at home plate. He was like catching the pitches from during batting practice. Did you see that, Harp?
I missed that. Yogi Berra?
Oh, it was great. It was just this giant cutout of Yogi Berra catching the pitches. It was fantastic. And I'm sitting there thinking, and then my wife walked by 34C, and you know what she said? I couldn't even believe it because she hates sports. And I said, look at Yogi Berra behind the plate. And she said, you know, you'd think they'd put Thurman Munson back there once. I was like, she dropped on me. I was like, I almost stopped everything I was doing. So let's talk about the Mets for a second. I do want to talk about the Mets. So their billionaire owner, who bragged about he was going to spend money like the Yankees and Dodgers, and then they get Lindor and they get Carrasco, and then you're telling me that he offers him $325 when Tatis got offered way more money, way more years, and he's played 140 games in baseball in the majors, and this guy Lindor has already established himself as the best, and you're telling me he basically shorted him. And I agree with Alonso, and I agree with people that say he's worth way more than $325. I mean, what kind of negotiation is that?
I don't know. Well, come on now. Tatis is 22 years old. That's why he got 13 years.
I don't care.
$325 is pretty healthy number for a shortstop. You give him 10 years, you know. I mean, a lot of Lindor's value is in his defense, and you got to worry about how he's going to play short when he's in his late 30s. So 10 for 325, you don't think that's a good number?
No, I don't. I think that I think he's the best in the business, and if you're the best, and then they went out and got him like it was the end of the world that they got him, right? And then I think he's worth at least $350. Carver High, what do you think he's worth?
I think that what they've offered him is fair. I don't think.
You know what? You know what? Go. Why don't you go watch the Islanders or something?
Yeah.
Why don't you go watch?
I think he should be 320.
Scotty, do you think he's worth more than Mookie Betts?
I think he's.
He's asking for 385. Betts got 365 over 12 years, but Betts doesn't have to play shortstop in his late 30s.
But I just told you 350, and then all I know is that one guy gets 385 or whatever, 365, and whatever Trout got, and then they give this kid Tatis, who I think is, you know, really, really good. I won't deny that. But I got to be honest with you. I almost fell over when I saw the Tatis deal for his, you know, I get it. He's young and all that. You cannot sell me. That's just me. Just because he's 22, that it's the right move. Because how long did it take? 5 minutes after he signed a deal before his other shoulder started blowing out on him? Like, I don't trust any deal for 14 years. I don't care who you are. I really don't.
That's a gamble.
We've already seen all this stuff with players before. All these gigantic long-term deals that come back to haunt you.
Yeah, that's a gamble because he's been hurt already a couple times. So they're taking a shot. They got him, you know, relatively cheap for these next few years, and then he gets expensive. But yeah, I mean, that's a big gamble. But I like what they did. I actually picked the Padres to win it all, so I'm on the Padre train out there in San Diego. I like what they did bringing in Snell and Darvish. They're going to beat the Dodgers in the postseason, I think.
And they already are loaded. They're already loaded. So just so you know, Harp, we're giant Padre fans on the show and on the TV and radio because we're on Mightier 1090 in San Diego every day and every night. Both of my shows, the TV and radio shows, are both on in San Diego and all of Southern California. And we love the Padres and we hate the Dodgers. And so we have so much fun with just that scenario alone, just that we're on in both markets because we're on in San Diego and L.A. The station's got the biggest signal in North America. It's unbelievable. And so it goes from Baja to the Canadian Rockies. You can hear the station in L.A. like it was down the street. So everyone hears me every day talking crap about the Dodgers. And then, you know, I only average about 15,000 death threats a day. And then we, you know, basically have sex with the Padres. We love them so much. In fact, we call their manager the French Tingler. We love him too. We grew all over the Padres. I mean, Carver, I tell him.
No, Oh, it's true. We are a Padres station. We root for the Padres. We root for the Tingler. We root for everybody here. I'd love to see him beat the Dodgers. I'd love to see him beat the Dodgers.
Wouldn't that be great, Art?
That'd be great. I'd love to see a Padres-Yankees World Series. That's what I got picked. I got the Padres. Hey, listen, they should have a great team. I mean, I think Machado's going to have a great year. They could be a lot of fun to watch.
But what is the deal with them, Harp, in the sense that, let's face facts, they've been to the series, they lost, going back to when Garvey, whatever, right? Wasn't that when they went? And then, and all I know is, they've, and what was that, the Tigers beat them?
Yeah.
I can't even believe I remembered that. That's a great sign, Carver High, because I got early for Alzheimer's. And the fact that I could remember that is just an amazing. I can't remember yesterday, but I remembered the Tigers. So my point is that I hate to say it because I know everyone out, they're so sensitive out there with all the sunblock on and all the surfboards and everything and girls in bikinis, but they never win it. They never win it. I know how sensitive they are, but they never win it. I know they're sensitive. You know, I go there surfing.
Yeah,
I'm going in July surfing.
They got there in 98 too, and they got robbed on that. Remember the strike three to Tino Martinez that didn't get called, and then he hit a grand slam on the next pitch against the Yankees in the World Series, and they were done after that. So, yeah, I think that's the only two times they got to the World Series, right? And they lost both times.
Hey, Carver High,
they got a shot.
Do you think, Carver High, do you think we could get a Harp on a surfboard? How'd you like to see that? Like Harp out at La Jolla Shores riding some pipeline? What do you think?
I would pay good money for that. We got to get Harp out there. That would be tremendous.
Yeah, listen, baby. Yeah, so I love San Diego. That was always my favorite road trip when I was on the Mets beat, man. Stay at that downtown at that, what was that? There was Marriott right on the water there.
Right.
And then go to the Gaslight District for a couple beers after the game.
Listen to him, Carver High. I've already been invited out there to 1090 to do shows after the pandemic ends. I'm going there in July surfing for a week. And we got to do, Carver High? We got to stash Harp in our luggage. We'll just stuff him in our bag with like an air vent, like a little straw or something out of the air vent. He'll be under the plane for a few hours. He'll wake up in sunny San Diego. We'll put some sunblock on him, take him out to the beach. We'll start hitting some waves. Your boy Harp will hit the gas lamp district. We'll party. Do you think anyone, seriously,
man,
Harp, can beat the Dodgers? Seriously, is it the Padres or no one else?
I do. I picked the Dodgers to win the division because I think over 162, they're so loaded. That roster is so deep that I think they'll win more games in the season. But I think in the postseason, the Padres now, that pitching staff, you got Darvish, you got Snell, you got, and this kid, Mackenzie Gore, he's some people think he's the best pitching prospect in baseball. He's just about ready. That kid, the guy they brought over from the Pirates, Musgrove, is that it? He had a nice year for the Pirates, too. And Lamet is another guy. If he's healthy, he looked really good. So I think they can go toe-to-toe with the Dodgers in a five- or seven-game series. I think that's their best bet of beating them. I really think they could do it, too, because you know how those series go. If you got the right pitchers and you get a couple timely hits, that thing can go your favor in your way in a hurry. So I give them a legit shot in the postseason series.
I love this. Here we go. Here's Harp's picks. Braves in the East, Cardinals in the Central, Dodgers in the West. The wild card one is San Diego. Wild card two is the Mets. And then he's got the Yankees, White Sox, A's, Twins, wild card one, Tampa, wild card two. Then in the NLCS, he's got San Diego over the Braves. And in the ALCS, he's got the Yankees over the White Sox. And then he's got the Padres winning a World Series over the Yankees. I have seen it all, Harp. I have now seen it all.
Yeah, because you know the way that sets up, they would get the Dodgers if they're a wild card team. Figure the Dodgers are probably going to have the best record in the league, so they're going to get the Dodgers in the shorter series, the 5-game series. I think that gives them a better chance of beating them. So they get them in the NLDS if things go well. Although the way I got it set up, they're going to have to beat DeGrom in the wild card game, so that won't be easy either. So National League, I tell you, the National League could be a lot of fun. It's much better league right now than the American League. There's more teams. There's more young stars. That's where the action is this year.
I actually am with you on the Braves as well in the East and the Cardinals, Dodgers, Padres. I couldn't agree with you more. The Mets with their big lineup and now with Lindor and Carrasco and Alonso's crushing the ball all spring down in Port St. Lonesome. Everything is coming up cherries for them. And then I couldn't agree with you. Now, wait a minute. You have the Angels. No, that's the guy below you. You have the A's. The guy, Anthony McCarron, he's got the Angels winning in the West. It looks like Anthony's been hitting the bottle again. I mean, who picks the Angels? They suck.
For the Angels, you know?
They're terrible. The Angels.
I don't know who's going to pitch for them.
I used to go to Angel games because I could smoke pot in the seats because no one was ever there. I was young, Harp. It was a long time ago.
I want to see them in the postseason because I want to see Trout get his shot. But I just, you know, I don't know who's pitching for the Angels. They're still. I just don't see it, man. So I don't know.
You know, I was just looking at this lineup of all these people: Martino, Gelbs, Collins, Duquette, Omar, Manaya. Your boy getting down and dirty with Sweeney Murdy, Doug Williams, Harp, Anthony McCarron, Danny. I have no idea who that is. Danny, I have no idea who that is. That's what we'll call him. Todd Zeal, Anthony Wrecking Ball, and Scott Thompson. Carver High, give me a who.
Who?
That's the SNY.
There's only one name.
That's everybody at SNY.
I don't care. There's only one person there that matters. It's Harp. Everyone else sucks. All of them.
Well, nobody else picked the Padres, that's for sure.
Nobody else picked the Padres. You got that right. Oh, it's the same old story everywhere. Dodgers and Yankees every year. And the Yankees always choke. The Yankees choke now. How long has it been since 2009? It's so embarrassing. But listen to him. Did you hear him say Musgrove? Musgrove will probably win 22 games. With the Pirates, he didn't win 22 games the whole time he was there. And you know who else? I hope that guy Archer, I hope his leg falls off. The guy Archer that went to Pittsburgh and then went back to Tampa. I hope he loses his leg in his front yard in a lawn mowing accident. I'm just kidding. Harp, great stuff. I love you, man. We'll catch up soon.
All right, Scotty. I'll see you in San Diego.
I love Harp. All right, Pharrell on the bench. I just thought I'd let you know that tomorrow on opening day, a couple things. In the boogie down Bronx, it's going to be raining up until like 10 or 11 in the morning, and then it's going to stop, and then it should be fine by 1 o'clock when they go, whenever they get that game off, 1:30 after all the shenanigans pregame. But whatever, it's supposed to start at 1. It should be fine. It's going to be like 48. 50 for a high in about the fifth, sixth inning, and then that's as good as it's going to get. Funny thing is that tomorrow night is going to be in the 20s. Friday is going to be in the 20s. Like, are you kidding me? Like, this, we live in hell. I mean, we really do. It's April 1st. I'm not even playing an April Fool's Day trick on you tomorrow. It's literally, we're getting some freezing cold, like, snap in here. And it's blowing through at night. It's in the 20s. In the day, it's like 40s for a high. And that's just freezing ass for, in my opening opinion, like I, you know, opening day, whatever, first week of April, you'd think it would at least be 50. And, you know, I mean, at least 50. You can't even cop 50. I mean, how bad is it where we live? It's hell on earth. I mean, it just never ends. It was supposed to, like, tonight, right? Like, tonight, tomorrow, it's supposed to be so miserable that we're going to see flurries. Are you kidding me, man? It's like snowing in April. Do you remember I went to an opening day one day at Yankee Stadium with Andy Pettit pitching? You remember that game, Carver High, when it snowed ass out in the Bronx? I was there. I was like, what is happening? I'm in hell. I'm in hell. It's just always miserable here. Year-round. Year-round misery. It really is year-round misery. Raining ass today out of Carver High's house. A deluge. Just absolutely awful. We got our eyes on Drummond and the Lake Show. We'll catch you up on NBA and hockey.
Moro Casino. America's Social Casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's Social Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.